General Keith Alexander's confirmation to be the head of the new DoD Cyber Command last week signals more than just a fourth star on his shoulder. It means Alexander will be expected to lead DoD out of the cyber wilderness. James Miller is the principal deputy undersecretary of defense for policy. He says DoD is working hard to develop a comprehensive approach to defending their networks.
Existing organizations spread wide, spread too thin, both geographically and institutionally. A little bit of a patchwork quilt today. And so CyberCom is intended to address that challenge, and the president's decision to establish it will bring together several, depending on your count, perhaps half a dozen intelligence and military organizations co-located with NSA.
Miller says the Cyber Command will focus on three mission areas.
First is to lead the defense of the .mil networks. As I suggested, this is a daunting challenge. Second is to support ongoing military and counterterrorism missions and support planning for future operations. So plan and when directed, be prepared to conduct offensive operations and to support other commanders in that effort. And third, consistent with our responsibilities for defense support to civilian authorities, stand by to help civilian and industry partners as directed and as needed. And to do its work, it will, in addition to standing up this new command and associated personnel, it will integrate our service components recently stood up, including the Army's Network Enterprise Technology Command, the Navy's 10th Fleet Command, and the 24th Air Force.
The Cyber Command also will deter attacks when possible. It will detect and defeat attacks when they can't be deterred, and the command will continue to conduct military operations and help the government and society continue to operate in the cyber world. Miller spoke Wednesday at a discussion hosted by Ogilvy Public Relations in Washington. To guide the command and DoD at large, Miller says the Pentagon is developing a cyber framework. This is an offshoot from the White House's 60-day cyberspace review policy completed last year.
More broadly thinking about declaratory policy, guidelines for operating in peacetime, in crisis, and in war. And as you can imagine, that gray area that's not totally peacetime, it's not open conflict, that gray area of crisis and potentially emerging conflict is perhaps the most challenging. It includes thinking within the department and working with our interagency partners about norms of conduct. And as I suggested before, it includes thinking about how to accelerate innovation, including rapid acquisition, which again has not exactly been a forte of the Department of Defense.
Miller says a lot of these elements of the strategy were in the Quadrennial Defense Review that came out a few months ago. The framework also is trying to address one of the biggest questions. When is a cyber attack an act of war? Miller says this question is part of a broad set of policy and legal issues that need to be solved.
How does the law of armed conflict apply? It's clear that it does. But as we go into various scenarios, and we have been conducting a good bit of analysis and wargaming recently, and tabletop games involving not just the department, but our interagency partners and international partners as well. What is an act of aggression? What is an act of war? And in terms of authorities and our integrating our effort, how should DoD work with DHS, with the intelligence community? What's Title 10 versus Title 50 activity? How do we work effectively with industry? We have a number of efforts.
There already is a lot of cyber espionage going on. Miller says nation states, terrorist organizations, organized criminals, and hackers are stealing DoD data. But the military needs to decide when these attacks rise to the level to be considered an act of aggression.
We think about the role of cyberspace in both supporting military operations for ourselves and others, and the role of potential cyber attacks as either as a front end of a kinetic military attack or as an integral part over time. Then I think the answer is yes, we need to think about the potential for responses that are not limited to the cyber domain. We need to think about a concept of deterrence, that we think about the laws of war, including proportionality and discrimination. But it doesn't mean that its response would be limited to the cyber domain.
And DoD's 7,000 networks are under constant attack. Miller says these bad actors are stealing terabytes of data, several times the size of the collection in the Library of Congress.
We do know that no system is 100% safe, and that for unclassified systems, we really have to presume that there's a possibility of breach and that we're going to have to manage those risks. DoD relies extensively on information technology, as you all know, for command and control, for our weapon systems themselves, for intelligence. And it's not just about the networks that DoD manages, the so-called NIPRNet and CIPRNet. As many of you know, a lot of DoD functions take place outside of the .mil domain. For instance, our logistics and personnel systems ride very much on the .com. We rely on a lot of defense contractors and commercial vendors who depend on unclassified civilian IT infrastructure, and their defense of that affects our ability to protect information as well. With respect to military networks, I think it's fair to say DoD has probably done more than just about any other actor to defend our networks. We still see significant gaps. We still see significant vulnerabilities, and we're working hard on the problem.
He adds that DoD is relying more on interagency and industry cooperation and collaboration to secure their networks. DoD already has cyber experts inside the Homeland Security Department's U.S. CERT office.
What we want to do at this point is to help our interagency partners, including particularly DHS, develop capacity, look to play a support role, and then consider the conditions under which that alternative might occur. I'm not a lawyer, but I know that there are occasions when, in principle, when in the defense of the nation, where Title X could come to the fore. There's enough cyber insecurity around that what I'd like to do is DOD work hard on our problem set. We need help from other agencies to do that. We have a heavy dependency, as I said, on other agencies, indeed the private sector, as we do that. Work to help support the development of capacity and capability for our partners and to be a good partner in the event that we're asked to support more directly, and then to work through the possibility that we'd be at that the Department of Defense be asked to take a lead role.
Miller adds that the new cyber framework is a couple of months away from being completed, and the Cyber Command should be stood up soon. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.